Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Good morning. I want to ask a 7-year-old version of you a question, and it will probably be familiar because you might remember asking your best friend the same one, and that is, what is your favorite color? And guess what? Not only do kids love color, but they're also impactful to us as adults too. So did you know that colors are more than just a topic of conversation or what you choose to put in your home or office, but you can actually work with color to shape your life and legacy? So when I think of legacy, I can't help but think of my grandmother, who we called Nanny. And when she passed away, my mom inherited her Bible. And when I have the opportunity to flip through that book, I'm always struck by her handwriting in the margins, the little notes that she left reflecting on the word, leaving little notes about the scriptures that were her favorite and what they meant to her. And my nanny is someone whose legacy I reflect on often. She was somebody who always wore the color purple. In fact, she insisted that we have purple colors at our wedding, and she wore a beautiful sparkly lavender dress that day. And I have the best memory of her standing in a kick line with all of us singing Sinatra's New York, New York, while the little sparkly flowers were shimmering in the sun. So I didn't fully understand the relevance of the color purple then. This was almost 17 years ago, but I do now. And when I reflect on her spiritual life and her relationship with God and her love of that color, it all makes sense to me. Because in order to leave a legacy, you need to first learn to live your best life. And if you're not living your best life, you can use color to help support whatever it is that you want to cultivate or create in your life. So for me, color is this powerful language that we can all learn to speak. Color can help you break through clear, heal emotional, physical, and spiritual blocks so that you can move forward in your life, you can thrive, you can flourish, and you can learn to cultivate and speak the language of color. So my name is Heather Eck. I'm an intuitive artist and a color healing guide, and I believe that your soul has been trying to tell you something probably for a long time. Through my work with color, art, and energy, I help people see what they've been carrying beneath the surface and learn to release it. Not to just release it through talking and not just through ongoing analysis, but through creativity and through color. Because when we draw out what lives inside us, the conscious mind can finally process it, and that is when healing becomes possible. I believe that when you heal the spirit, you can also heal the body. And color is a language that makes all of that possible. So today I want to talk about your colorful legacy, and not just what we leave behind, but what we're finally ready to let go of so that we can live fully while we're here. So I want to take us back to that 7-year-old you and take you back to that question that you asked your best friend. It's the same one that they always asked you, and that is, what's your favorite color? My favorite colors, I would say, were purple and pink. So you might remember learning the colors of the rainbow back in, I don't know, maybe kindergarten or first grade. Does the phrase Roy G. Biv ring a bell? If you're over 40 like me, you probably remember the Roy G. Biv, but I'll refresh it for you here if it's been a minute. So Roy G. Biv is your red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. And those are the 7 colors that I tend to work with the most. So those colors aren't just things that we see. Those colors also impact how we feel, how we function, and our emotional resonance with them. Those colors are moving, they are vibrant, they're constantly around us, and every color carries a frequency or a vibration, which is like your energetic signature, and that energy speaks directly to your body, your mind, and your spirit, even if you're not consciously aware of it. But I think you already know this. So if you can imagine yourself walking into a room, and if you want to just close your eyes for a second and walk into a red room versus a blue room, your nervous system already starts to respond to that. If you walk into a red room, you might start to feel hunger. You might start to feel urgency. Your nervous system already responds before your eyes and your body even catches up. Your body already starts to respond. Red is a color that increases your blood pressure. Too much red can make you feel a little grouchy, sometimes angry. Whereas if you close your eyes and imagine walking into a blue room, the soft blue softens, it calms, and it cools. That blue lowers your blood pressure. It slows your mind down. If you're feeling grouchy and you need to step outside for a minute to get some fresh air, there's a reason why. Because looking up at that blue sky can actually calm and soothe your nervous system. So I'm going to walk you through a quick map of the Roy G. Biv or the rainbow. And I'm going to give you a little bit of information about what each of those colors might be communicating to you. If you're somebody who's familiar with the term chakra or energy center, this might feel familiar to you already. And if you're not, that's okay. I'm going to give you some insight into what these colors mean. So red, which is sitting at the base of your spine as the energy center that supports the root, governs our sense of life force energy, of survival, of how grounded we feel, our financial security. It is literally what roots us in the human experience, and it asks us, what is your body calling for? So red supports presence, safety, and your experience as a human in the physical world. Then you move up into the lower belly, and this is the sacral energy center, and this is orange. This energy center supports creativity, pleasure, our emotions, our relationships. This color supports creativity and how you express yourself out in the world. This color often asks us to explore, where have you stopped allowing yourself to enjoy your life, or where have you maybe paused pleasure in your life? Then we move up into the middle belly, just above your belly button. This is the color yellow, and that's the solar plexus center. Yellow is a fascinating color to me because it supports personal power, confidence, clarity, identity, how you see yourself, and how you want other people to see you. And it asks you, what are you ready to step forward to? And maybe what is blocking you from doing so? So red, orange, and yellow, I see as the colors of the physical human experience, of what it means to just be a human person experiencing life. Am I going to survive? Do I have the relationships that make me feel grounded? And how do I see myself, and how do I want other people to see me in this human life that I'm in? Then we move up into the heart space. These are some of my favorites. Normally, I'm wearing green, but today I wanted to wear this blue because it's supporting my sense of inner knowing and my intuition. So I wanted to support that today. But typically, you'd see me in green. Green is one of the two colors of the heart center. The other color is pink. Green and pink are colors of the heart space, whereas the green supports self-love, self-compassion, growth, forgiveness, acceptance. Pink supports a higher love, so that unconditional, infinite love that comes in from the universe, from source, from God, whatever it is that terms that you want to use. So green asks us to really look for where we want to forgive ourselves or other people, and to look for places where we can find more love and more compassion. Then we move up into the throat, and this is the color blue. This is like your soft baby blue colors. If you think about the sky or the ocean or water, this color supports truth, expression, our voice, and authenticity. So blue often asks us to explore, what have we been afraid to say out loud, or what have we been unwilling or incapable of communicating out? It also supports our ears, nose, and throat. And so a lot of people, if you find you're getting sinus infections or sore throats, it's because there might be something in there that's trying to come out that you're trying to draw out and communicate. Indigo or navy, the color I'm wearing today, is all about supporting your intuition, your perception, and your inner knowing. And this is our third eye center. So this asks us, you know, where can I trust myself more? Where can I go in and find ways to strengthen or deepen my intuition and to sort of pay attention to the thoughts, ideas, and beliefs that are forming how I perceive the world? And then finally, that violet or purple or white, that color that my nanny loved to wear, is all about spiritual connection, your purpose, your divine wisdom. It's the color of communion and conversation with a higher power, with God, with the universe. It asks, where do I feel separate from my spirit? Or what am I looking for more guidance on? I'm sure all of us can reflect on that space where we feel like, I just don't really know what the next step is for me, or I feel like I'm unclear on what my purpose is, and those colors really support that. So I mentioned that red, orange, and yellow are the colors of the physical body experience. The heart acts like a bridge between the physical and the spiritual. So those spiritual centers are your throat, your third eye, and your crown. That makes sense to me because when I think about these colors and how we work with them in our day-to-day life, we may not even be aware, but we are constantly sort of cycling through these energy centers and cycling through our experience as both a spirit and a human. And so I want to explain now how color came into my life and at a point where I was just completely lacking direction on my purpose and who I was here to be. So color has always been part of my life, but it became a language on the day that I got everything I thought I wanted. And I know that sounds wonderful, but that day was actually pivotal for me because before I became an artist and a color intuitive, I spent close to 20 years in corporate human resources, and I always think of HR as my cheat. I had always worked in creative spaces, in advertising, in video games, and I wasn't doing anything creative, but I was around creative people. And my role in HR was very much a counselor to people too. So I was at the mid-career. I had just gotten my coaching certification. I had just gotten a promotion. I was making more money than I had ever made in my entire life. And to celebrate all of that, I'd booked a spa day with a friend and we had the works. We did the facial. We did the massage. We got wrapped up like weird silver burritos and froze our tails off that day. And that night I visited a car dealer. I drove home in a brand new car that I'd had my eyes on. I mean, it could not have been a better day. I was literally flying high. And then as I sat at the kitchen table while my husband was making dinner for our 4-year-old son, I had a raging panic attack. And it was the kind of panic attack where I thought I was having a heart attack and I panicked. I literally sat there. My heart was beating out of my chest. I didn't know what I was supposed to do, but I actually just said, I've got to go to urgent care. And I drove myself to urgent care in my brand new car, fresh face. Freshly relaxed from my spa day. So my body was supposed to be celebrating. What did I lack? You know, what more did I need? Instead of feeling like I was sitting in this space of gratitude, my body was literally screaming at me. My blood pressure was 150 over 110, which is, you know, just a little high because the normal is like 120 over 80. What I didn't understand then was that for a very, very long time, my spirit had been trying to get my attention. My body had been screaming, and I had been very good at just squeezing all of that noise into a tiny box and stuffing it way, way down. I was way too busy achieving, performing, showing up for everybody else. I hadn't realized that while I was busy building this high achieving life with more money than I had ever seen in my life, more responsibility, and more of everything, my spirit was exhausted, miserable, overloaded, overwhelmed, and it was asking for more, but not more performing. It was asking for more connection. It was asking for more purpose. It was asking for more meaning, for more spirit, for more God. I couldn't stop thinking there has to be more to life than this, but I wouldn't let myself actually go there. And it festered into illness. I remember calling my spiritual teacher on the drive home from the doctor that night, and I will never forget what she said to me, which was, when you fix the spirit, you fix the body. What is your spirit asking for? And I'm a wreck. I'm crying. At the time, I could not answer. I was just in analysis paralysis, but I knew that something needed to change. And of course, nothing changed overnight because I hadn't gotten to high blood pressure overnight. But little by little, I started to listen to more and more of what it was that I needed or what it was that my body was trying to communicate, what my spirit was trying to communicate. And I began to understand what was going on beneath the surface. And the truth is, I was deeply unhappy. I really loved my family and I felt grateful for the job that I had, but I honestly hated my day to day. I would drive to work listening to Eminem really loud, trying to pump myself up. I would sit in the parking lot with an upset tummy and give myself just a few minutes of deep breathing before I went in because I was so burnt out. I was so tapped out. While my work wasn't suffering, I was. I had no time for myself. I had no hobbies. I worked all the time. I had gotten my coaching certification, but I had no idea what to do with it. I didn't know where to go. I didn't want to do HR anymore, but I also didn't know where all of this would end. And I suddenly felt like I wasn't going to survive that life. I felt like I was living for someone else and someone I didn't even know or like. So it wasn't until I had this conversation with my spiritual teacher. We talked about what my spiritual gifts were, and what she reminded me was that when I was a kid, I was deeply curious about art, about color, about music, and that my gift is creative expression. When she said that to me, it was like a light bulb went off, and suddenly I realized, oh my gosh, that's what I'm missing. I am missing this ability to create. We're meant to create. It wasn't until I picked up a paintbrush and started creating again, not just to make something pretty. I would say to people, you don't have to make art to show or share or sell, but just to let something move through me. And that was where I started to understand what my body had been saying and why I was holding on to so much anger and frustration and pain that it manifested into high blood pressure. So every little painting was like letting out a little steam. Every little painting became a place for me to laugh. It became a place for me to cry. There were some days where I would take a day off of work and paint in my garage. And every time I finished a painting, I would just start to bawl. Color and art became my language, and I knew how I was feeling based on the colors that I was drawn to on any given day. And as I started painting and working with color, it made space for my spiritual gifts to open up, and I began to see the aura or the energy of the people who came into my office, and I began to feel their emotions and their blocks. And then one day I sort of bravely decided I would tell somebody what I saw. And I was so afraid of what would happen, but I just felt this overwhelming urge to say something to her. And I spotted her in the kitchen at work, and I noticed that she had been wearing yellow for the past 3 weeks. Not every day, but enough that I took notice, because I'm that kind of person who notices if you've got a new piece of jewelry on or you changed up your highlights, or I was that kid who would notice like, oh, everybody in that scene in the movie is wearing maroon. Did you guys notice that? So I said hi to her and we talked about something work related. And then I said, can I ask you something? I noticed that you've been wearing yellow quite a bit the last few weeks. And I said, do you know what yellow is all about? And she said, wait a minute, I cannot get enough yellow right now. What does this mean? And I told her that it signals a shift in identity, that she's looking for something about herself that she can't quite put her finger on, and that this color often points to a changing aspect of a life that you're looking to build. And I suggested maybe she's looking for confidence, for clarity, or maybe for change. And I will never forget, she just started to cry right there in the kitchen, and I thought, uh-oh, I have made a big mistake here, until she actually leaned forward and she hugged me and she said, that's exactly it. What is going on? And so we talked for a little bit, and I found out that she was actually going through a divorce. She was moving and she was considering a potential career change. So everything in her orbit was in transition, and she was working with yellow to support and minister to her complete and total life overhaul. And this is just one of many stories I can tell you that all starts with talking about a single color. So after working with hundreds of people, I've learned there's one important thing, very important thing. The color that you're most drawn to right now is rarely an accident. It often signals the need for something, like you're literally calling in a reinforcement to support the physical, mental, or spiritual need. And that color is helping you achieve that desired change or evolution. And then the other part of that is that the colors that you avoid can often be even more telling. They point to sometimes a secret or hidden fear, maybe a regret, or questions that keep you up at night. And so our bodies speak in color long before our minds catch up. When we are feeling exhausted or anxious or stuck or lost, they're also offering us so much more. Those are our emotional, energetic experiences that are pointing to something in our spirits that is looking for more. And most of the time, that more comes down to love, connection, and community. And color and art give us the doorway in. So when I create a spirit portrait or a painting for somebody, I'm not just choosing colors that I think are pretty. I'm reading what the energy is holding. And almost without exception, what comes through in the painting is exactly what it is that you've been carrying but couldn't find the words for. And color starts to help you bring some language to it. So you can start doing this for yourself right now. And I want to leave you with an exercise that you can put into practice today and anytime you need to understand what your body, emotions, and spirit are communicating. If you close your eyes for just a second, place your hand over your heart and take one deep breath. Just notice in your body where you feel tension, tightness, or pain, and don't judge it. You can imagine a ball of light floating over your head all the way down your body and ask yourself if you could put a color in your body, what color do you need the most of right now? And allow that color to come in and don't second guess it. That color offers you a solution. If you asked for red, you might need to feel more secure. If you asked for green, you might be seeking more love. If you asked for white or purple, you might be looking for a stronger connection to a higher power. Whatever color you see offers you something unique in your experience, and there is no right or wrong for that. These colors support us in so many beautiful ways. That's why my grandmother wore purple her whole life. She probably couldn't have told you why, but she knew she was attracted to it. And to me, that's her legacy, not just the color that she wore, but it is being connected to something and encouraging others to be connected to it too. Your colors are already speaking. The question is, are you ready to listen? So if you're sitting here wondering what your energy is saying or what your favorite color is, grab your phone, open up Instagram, go to Heather Eck Artist, and DM me the word color. And I'll know that you heard me today. And I'm always happy to connect and talk about color anytime. Thank you guys so much for being here with me today. I've enjoyed every single second, and I can't wait to hear what your color story and legacy is saying.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.